Okay, today's Ramban addresses a problem that he has with one of the things that Hashem tells Noach upon his exit from the Teva, and that is the prohibition of murder. When Hashem tells Noach and his family to leave, he gives them a series of instructions, and the last of which was, Shofech dam ha'adam, he who spills the blood of a person, ba'adam, damo yishofech, his own blood will be spilled. And the Ramban is bothered, we already received this prohibition. Adam Harishon, the first man himself, was already told, given this command, according to Chazal, that he was not permitted to murder. Why does it need to be repeated here to Noach? And the Ramban understands that the reason for its repetition is actually a very fascinating insight, which is based on the previous instruction that Hashem had given him. And that was, right before that prohibition, he told him that he was now going to be allowed to eat meat. And this was new. Until Noach left the Teva, mankind was not allowed to kill an animal in order to eat its meat. And now that he's about to leave, the Torah says very clearly right before this pasuk, "Koremes asher hu chai lochem yiyet le'ochla." Any moving thing that lives shall be for food for you. Ki yerek esev nasati lachem is called. Just like I had previously given you all the herbage, the green herbage that you could eat. Now I've given you the ability to kill animals and eat their meat. And this is a fundamental shift in the relationship between humankind and the animal kingdom. Now that Noah has taken care of the animals for the entire year, he has fed them, it's in his merit that they survived. Hashem now gives Adam the ability, permission to kill an animal and eat its meat, which before this time was really unthinkable, that a person would kill another living being in order to eat its meat, to eat its flesh, was really not part of their world, and now it was. And the Ramban says, and that's why we get the prohibition of murder repeated to Noach at this time. Because, mipnei heter hashchita, now that we just shifted the reality and we allowed a person to slaughter an animal, shehaya minog lishpoch dam, now it became the practice for mankind to shed blood. Now, even though it was permitted and you're allowed to do so to sustain yourself and to eat, but now that I've allowed that, I have to repeat, the Ramban says, shiyeh osur lachem ulucho lachayim, that you're not allowed to kill a person, shelo yeh lohem teva lishpoch oso, so that it should not become your nature to kill. Because once I let that go, once I let that happen, once it becomes permissible to kill, you know, the line between killing an animal and killing a person became much smaller, because it was before unthinkable, the whole concept. But now that you could do that, so the idea of taking a knife to an animal's neck and ending its life, you need to be reminded, you need to be strengthened to make sure shelo yelach teva lishpocho, so that it should not become your nature, it shouldn't become part of your world, where then it's too easy to cross into and actually take the life of a human being. And that is a really fascinating lesson in general, how we have to be so sensitive to the things that we do. Sometimes we're doing them in a permissible way, but it becomes part of a reality. And very often in those behaviors, sometimes it's close, too close to a form that's not permissible. And that's where we need the strength to make sure, as Hashem reminds Noach here also, but be careful, shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishofech. That person you can't, not a person, only to allow it to be part of the animals and not to become part of the teva of a person.